Look, let's not talk about grand pianos. Let's talk about the pulverization for a minute, okay?
Go for it.
We raised that. Okay. So, my question to you is, well, I'm pretty sure you haven't read my letter A. You said that. But if you will, please read it. You'll find in there a discussion of the pulverization.
Well, why don't you give us a
And there's a published paper on the dust. This is I have it up, Environmental Science and Technology by Paul Lioi et al. And they go through, they provide a table of the size of the dust. It is not powderized. I mean, that is, of course, a rather leading term. It's not ultra fine. It's not even fine. Here's what they say. And they have data, which I put in the paper. I quoted their published peer-reviewed paper. And here's what they say. The environmental science community has been slow to understand, that the particles in greatest abundance in the dust were the unregulated super coarse, not the fine or coarse particles that are typically measured. And then there's a table that shows that. In fact, what they show, when you look at this, 98% of the dust is the super coarse, and only 2% is less than 2 microns.
I don't know what to make of that, Steve. Because,
I do.
You know,
I do. It means
this,
that it means it's not being blasted to kingdom come.
Star Wars beam weapon website,
well,
and it's just covered with what looks to me like really fine dust, and you got this
you
staggering
see?
Quantity of dust surrounding and enveloping all of Lower Manhattan. I mean,
see,
that's,
Jim,
that's what's left of
that's
those buildings.
That's not quantitative. I'm talking, these guys have made quantitative measurements, and I have too. So I took the McKinley dust, which, by the way, was provided by Jeanette McKinley from
uh-huh.
her apartment
uh-huh.
as the windows broke during the collapse of building South Tower.
Yeah.
And I looked at her dust. I measured it now, looking at the size of this dust and the powder. I used a 1.3 millimeter sieve, so
uh-huh.
we're just getting the larger stuff separated out. And then the smaller stuff than that.
And the reason that it's larger dust than smaller dust for the most part is it makes a difference because?
Well, because this is fundamental data. We don't have dustification. We don't have ultrafine
well,
powder.
We have dust
we don't
and
have
furniture and computers and human beings and other living things turned to particles, Steve.
No, I'm sorry.
You know,
there
the first
are.
Responders that
again,
were just
again, we don't agree on that basic data.